He's on his way to New York. He has a show in Long Island. So on the 4th of July. So he's leaving with the dogs and a trailer and a Suburban full of stuff, and he's putting air in the tires as we speak.
What's in the trailer? Is it possessions or animals?
Yeah,
or
some
what?
Possessions. He has his new microphones and lyrics and 24 tracks and things like that.
How close is the fire to your property, and how much land do you have?
We have 80 acres, and we're on the original Pfeiffer estate, right next to Pfeiffer Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe there's been a fire, a forest fire through here since 1917, I believe.
No doubt you can smell it, but can you see the fire as well?
Not at from our property, yes, but not from our house. Our house is in a canyon, but from our property, yes, you can.
What kind of house is it? Is it wood or some
yes,
other?
Yes, it's wood. Redwood. We have a 150, 175-year-old barn, Pfeiffer Barn, which is our recording studio. Red Barn Studios is the original Pfeiffer Barn, and it is made out of redwood, and it is obviously redwood.
How far up the canyon are you? How far away
from... We're down at the bottom at Pfeiffer Beach.
And then
wait, can I give you a kiss before you leave? And he has a surfboard on his car, actually.
Of course.
Oh,
he's a beach boy. Why wouldn't he?
Hold on.
Give me a
call.
Marianne, thanks for being with us. That's fine. I understand.
It just happens to be at the time. I thought he was already going to be gone, but he was putting air in the tires.
Al is leaving. Why aren't you?
I'm staying with the property. Of course, I had a flight out, but we have 22-year-old sons, and they are staying with me, and we are getting the property more ready. We're making sure we have gel that we purchased actually last Friday, Thermagel, that we are putting out for the firefighters to use. We're making sure the clearance is away, that the propane is all out, turned off, and you know, all that kind of stuff, that we just have the property ready. And since the fire is probably maybe 3 miles from our house,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't sound very far, but it depends. We do only have one road out towards the fire to get out, so we have to make sure that we do have the way out.
Who are you counting on to tell you when you must absolutely leave?
That's what kind of the problem is if you get out of your property, then they can take you away or arrest you and tell you you can't get back. So, you know, to check on things is kind of iffy, you know, to get out of our canyon to go look at it. But it would be better if we were up on the hill watching it, if you know what I mean. But we're down in a canyon, so I guess we're going to just watch it, and hopefully, you know, today or tomorrow we'll definitely leave. We're just trying to make the property ready for the firefighters to come in and make it a better and easier access for them to work on. Make sure the vehicles are parked where they, you know, the ones that we're not taking, our tractor and all that kind of facility, and all the windows are closed and the doors are closed and all the things that you're supposed to do in a fire.
So at some point, Marianne, you will be ready to leave and let nature take its course.
I have a feeling that most of Big Sur is kind of up for grabs. You know, I mean, some properties are going to make it and some aren't. It's amazing that so far only 17 properties have been burned.
Marianne, I know you have a lot going on with your husband about to leave, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much
for
joining us.
Do you have any other questions? Yeah, I think you're going to make it.